Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. 507 DGS. Been a weird, funny show. I would encourage you to podcast this one. What did a lady say about me being mean?
It was not a lady. It was a man.
Oh, I'll fight him then.
Said he doesn't.
I'll fight a lady too. A little
he
one.
He doesn't like it whenever you're rude to people, especially Sue.
Okay, jackass. I'm rude. It happens. It's part of the show. It's all in good fun. Shut up. And I'm older than Sue.
When were you?
What
rude?
Does that have to? What?
It was because I'm being mean to older people on the show.
Oh, I see.
They think that you're older than me, and you're not.
No.
So I could be mean to anyone here.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm the oldest one.
I want to make it clear that I'm older than Dave, so Dave cannot be mean to me. And I want all the listeners to get that in their heads.
And I don't know why, because I saw the same tweet. They were upset about Dave picking on the older cast members, but I guess fine. Yeah. Dave picks on
they want
the
Dave
younger
to pick
cast
on
members.
Us.
Yeah, it's fine.
What?
I feel like I'm mean.
You're not.
No.
Mean, stop.
No, it's this room. It's we've talked about it a million
can't
times.
Hang.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
don't.
Part of the room.
Yeah.
We bust on each other. We have fun.
I still can't believe when Rach took over 4 years ago, mm-hmm. four and a half. And I mean, we knew her. We'd known her for years, and she's great. But looking back, like I didn't really prep her. It was just sort of like, hey, look, it's really fast
no,
room.
Dropping you right in.
Keep up, don't keep up, whatever you want to do. But you were so smart because for the first probably 4 to 6 months, Rachel was really quiet, like watching, getting the lay of the land, and she jumped in.
See what's going on here.
See what's going on. The close used to say that. He'd talk to other broadcasters like, it's fast room, man.
Yeah. Close would also, if I ever did like clap back at you guys, he would go, meow, which I don't know if he could do in 2020.
I wonder if that could have discouraged her from jumping in for the first 6 months.
That's hilarious.
Like every time, meow.
Close was like a walking, talking example of what you can no longer do.
Oh, God.
All right. People were, yes.
Real quick, wanted to add on to the story about Missouri's first lady, Governor Parson's wife, testing positive for COVID earlier today. Just not long ago, they announced that the results of the governor's test came back, and he has also tested positive. So the governor of
Crazy.
Missouri, Mike Parson, and his wife have both tested positive.
How old is the governor?
65.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yep. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
They said that the first lady was tested out of an abundance of caution this morning after displaying minor symptoms and then learned that her test was positive. And then I guess the governor went and got tested.
Man, I hope Phoebe doesn't need one. The other day, Phoebe was like, if they have a saliva test, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing the one in the nose. And no one is, I can't explain it. No one is more definitive than my daughter. You know, like mm-hmm. she'll get one if she has to, but I don't want to be anywhere near it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm just not doing it. Just not doing it.
Bring Grace with you. She was the rock.
Yeah.
When she had to do it. And it,
I can't believe you watched.
She handled it better than I'd.
And nasty.
And I could have.
So we're going to play Halfwits, am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
we
forgot to set up the computer. So we
I can do it. I'll do it.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Can I give you the buzz sound? Can I
yeah.
give you the point? That'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Do you have a bell?
Yeah. Do I have a bell?
Silly me.
It's not a bell. It's not a bell.
Okay. You have the bell.
The bell.
I have kind of forgotten how to play Half-Wits.
So you ask a question, we buzz in, and whoever buzzes in first gets a chance to answer it.
And then the boof.
And then there's the
but not
the
yet.
Boof. I forgot about the boof.
Is there always a boof? Yes, there's always a boof.
There's always a boof. Then we add the double boof.
Double yes.
boof. It's kind of pointless, but fine. And then if you...
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
She's right.
This will take us
no,
to...
No, she's not. Okay. The double boof is...
This will take us to what's happening.
She's not...
Critical.
But they can just boof you. Okay.
You can, yeah, they can send it right back.
Yeah.
Or to somebody else.
That's why she's saying...
But you
lose points if you get it wrong.
On the single boof.
Right.
Correct.
I said
and
the double boof.
I have to be very careful because I am known for my accurate scorekeeping.
Yes. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
Every point is.
Oh, I just did that thing.
500.
I
points.
Wrote without the ballpoint down.
Oof. I hate that.
Why is that so awful?
That grindy feeling.
Sue, Tony, Rach,
and Jimin.
And Jimin.
Call him V. He likes that.
Park Jimin.
Here we go. What old Massachusetts town is named which city?
Rachel.
Rachel?
Salem.
Bam. Mm.
Oh, which city? I was not. Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Woof.
How many.
Which city?
And you got to nail this.
WH.
How many former U.S. presidents died during the 1990s?
Andrew. Three.
No, sir.
Total guess. All of them.
1990s.
All of them.
44.
It was a slaughter.
Huh. Tony.
Yeah.
Nice.
They were all in the
so
same.
So that's a boof,
oh,
folks.
Buzz in?
Yeah.
If you're just...
I boofed him.
If you're just learning, Rach just got the control of the board and boofed Tony.
We don't boof enough.
I've been saying that for years.
We should
in
boof
the 90s?
More.
I can't remember.
No one thinks I'm funnier than Sue.
I can't remember if Reagan... I know Reagan died shortly after he left office in 88. I don't know if he died in 88 or 90.
Tony's talking it through.
Yep.
15. They were all in the same train.
He's pulling the Thomas.
Yeah. Which I find just charming, endlessly charming.
I think Nixon died in the 90s.
Need an answer, please.
I was in high school when Reagan died.
It's either two or four. I'll say...
What will you say?
Two or four.
Uh-huh. He's just waiting for
Twitter. You can just hit the buzzer. It's
not
either
one.
All right. Rach gets the points. It is one. Richard Nixon.
I was going to say zero.
Reagan died in
04. Trick question zero.
Really?
Yeah. I was in high school when he died. I had just started high school.
Oh, I guess he got sick right
This is ridiculous
office.
That I have to do this within something, but I wouldn't know either. So, within 10, how many chromosomes does the average human have in each cell?
Oh,
jeez.
Andrew, isn't it like 80? Okay.
I was about to be impressed. It's a good thing you're so damn talented at singing and dancing.
Ice Cube and a game of
Oh, pong. I'll try, Rachel.
Yes.
36?
46.
Hey. All right.
I'm only 10
only,
off.
Only in the DGS do we celebrate.
Yeah.
Almostness.
Being only 10 chromosomes short.
Kids, this is the way school should work.
Yeah. Just within 10, you get an A+.
Within 5, who commanded the Confederate troops?
Could you imagine if I was like one of the angels and another angel was like, did he say 36 or 46? I'm like, I think it was 36.
36, touch, throw
Let's
it.
Let's just see what they're like with 36 chromosomes. Yeah, they look like squids. Which day marks the start of Lent?
Rachel. Ash Wednesday. We've had that one.
She's on fire.
A couple times.
What game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play?
Rachel. Croquet.
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
What?
Did you know?
We've had
these
specific questions.
And I did also know it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. What's
looking at you.
I'm looking at her. I don't know what she's talking about.
I'm looking at you, looking at me, looking at you.
Who are you looking at?
I'm looking at nobody. I've seen Alice in Wonderland.
What year on the nose did the Boston Tea Party take place?
Andrew. 17. Was it like 1771?
It was like that.
Within 10?
Anyone else?
Rachel. 1774.
Oh.
74.
Sue.
Tony.
Yes.
1773.
Yeah. So we were all within 10.
Yeah, we were within 10.
We are stupid. Which precious stones are found in the Namib desert in Africa?
Sue.
Yes.
Diamonds?
I never met a diamond.
What city is known as Motown?
Sue.
Sue.
Columbo. Detroit.
Yes.
The town of Mo.
What American fashion designer founded the Polo brand?
Rachel. Ralph Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays the broken-hearted widower in the 2003 movie Love Actually?
Andrew.
Oh.
I don't know. Was it the Hugh Grant one? Was that the Hugh Grant
one? Give it
guy?
To you.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
The Hugh name. Grant one.
Rachel.
I didn't buzz.
Oh, you were just buzzing him. Anybody?
Tony.
Yes.
Sue.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. I forgot about the booth.
Love Actually.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Brokenhearted. Thank you. Who was it?
I don't know.
Liam Neeson.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, poor guy. He really was the brokenhearted widower.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, I'm sad.
Alnitak, Alnilam, and Mintaka are the three stars that make up what constellations?
Oh, Rachel.
Andrew.
That was weird.
I was picking up
Tony
a pin.
Tony came from the
I was picking up
pit
a pin
of hell.
That was on the ground.
Tony!
I'll give it to you just for effort.
Rose from ashes.
Orion.
Orion's belt. That was weird.
They were trying to take Tony down and he wouldn't.
I was picking up a pen and then I realized I know the answer.
What U.S. state is nicknamed the Wolverine State?
Andrew.
Tony.
Andrew.
Maine?
Tony.
Do you just buzz in on everything?
Yep.
You realize
you're
getting
points
off.
In half-wits. Yeah.
What, really? I forgot you lose points.
Yeah, you're minus
you
40.
Points.
I forgot you
Tony.
Lose points.
Tony.
You're like, Andrew, bubble yum. Tony.
Michigan.
Michigan's correct.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sue has 30. Tony has 40. Rachel has 50. Talban has minus 40. Who's laughing? You. At yourself.
Yeah. I forgot you lose points.
The Declaration of Independence was adopted in the East Room of what building?
Sue?
Yes.
Independence Hall.
Got the big brain on Brad over there.
That's
I would have also accepted
that it was called that.
Kroger.
Steak and Shake, Dave. The Wood River Steak and Shake.
Who is the star of the 1928 movie Steamboat Willie?
Rachel.
Tony.
Rachel.
Mickey Mouse.
That's got to hurt, Tony. Mm-hmm. That's got to hurt.
Another common half-wits question.
Hey, no, come on.
I don't.
Man, she's dominating and crapping. At the, you got to respect it.
Do you want to win or not?
Hashtag respect.
Like, give me the points.
I wonder if that question's right.
Killing
though.
This stupid game.
I wonder if that question's right, though, because.
The answer is Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, the answer is Steamboat Willie because he was Steamboat Willie before he was Mickey. The character.
Yeah.
Was named Steamboat Willie before it
what
was
does the sheet
named.
Say?
You're done now. You called him Steamboot.
Yeah.
Steamboot Willis.
Yeah.
What does the Latin circa before a date mean?
Andrew. Around.
Very good.
Yeah.
You're only minus 30 now, Chief. In 2007, Jim Carrey starred in a film in which his character was obsessed with what number?
Tony.
Oh.
Did Rach knows and she didn't want to.
No, I sorry.
Okay.
It's either
I know it.
27 or 23.
I'm not going to show my face.
Give me the answer.
La, 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 la.
I know it's one of those two.
Give me the answer. Come
27.
On.
27.
Andrew.
23.
Look at Andrew.
I knew it was one of those two. I don't know why I had him confused.
I was so ready.
Benjamin's.
Tony. $100 bills.
Wow.
See?
Confidence.
I can't believe our resident rapper didn't.
It's slang for many men named Benjamin.
Who's Ellen's guy? Twitch? Now I got my own.
Yeah, you have Twitch.
Got my own.
You just got promoted.
Yeah, you're going to be Snatch. What is the United Kingdom European Union membership referendum of 2016?
Rachel, Brexit.
Yes. Rachel sounds bored winning now.
You know,
I'm not trying to.
She should know that without even having had that question.
She's like, Brexit. God. When does this end?
Well, some of this trivia I do know. I'm just saying. If Excalibur's on the list, we know we've dipped into the
I swear to God.
Question.
What was the name of King Arthur's sword?
Every week.
Yes.
Every week. Excalibur.
No. Uh-huh.
No. Phrase.
Andrew.
And I don't see that one.
This is an indictment of you.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Right after your promotion.
Yeah.
Right?
You wanted to be my DJ.
No, flip to the later ones then.
All right.
Flip to the
we
later
We haven't
ones.
Played halfway in 9 months. God.
We're going to the back of the stack. What was the name of Marky Mark's back band?
Tony.
Yes.
The Funky Bunch.
Darn it.
Funky Bunch.
He's catching up with Rach. What is the more common name for the epidermis?
Rachel.
Rachel.
Your skin.
Skin. What movie includes the quote, that rug really tied the
Rachel.
Hole?
Andrew. The Big Lebowski.
Pulling out 2 leads. She's in triple digits. Who plays George Costanza?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Jason Alexander.
Good. You're at minus.
We must have had that one
now.
Before.
No, stop. I was merely defending myself over Alice in Wonderland.
At what theater?
Tony.
Oh, Andrew.
Tony.
Ford's Theater.
I like your style.
Oh, my gosh.
I like your style. In what U.S. state?
Andrew.
Mm-mm.
Virginia.
I wish you were right.
I wish I was, too.
In which U.S. state would you find Devil's Tower?
Ooh. Oh, I know this one, too.
Rachel. Nevada?
Sue.
Good guess.
Good guess.
What do you think, Sue?
Is it Utah?
No.
Another good guess.
No.
The other one.
No, no.
The
no,
one that's
I'm going
to
sit it out.
Nothing?
Nope.
Wyoming.
It is Wyoming.
I'll get the points by...
Close Encounters.
Osmosis
there. Oh, that's
there.
Right.
Yeah.
What occurs when the sun and the moon are in...
Columbo.
I think it was Andrew.
Eclipse?
What kind?
Oh.
One of them. Lunar?
Tony! Tony!
Tony.
A solar eclipse.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5:30, DJS, happy Wednesday. All right, Battle of the Half-Wits sucked because Andrew gave us all the old... questions.
You know,
oh, we're done.
You pull the sword out,
we're
right?
Play feud,
oh, okay.
And you draw the sword.
You just
and
love the Excalibur story.
I just love the story, and also all the other questions that
I
were
Rage
in there.
One, Halfwits. We're gonna switch to studio feud. The president was speaking and taking questions, and the reporter asked, "Win, lose, or draw? Do you promise there will be a peaceful transfer of power at the end of the election?" And the president said, "We'll see."
He said, quote, we'll have to see how it goes. And then the next question was asked, and I don't know exactly what the question was, but his first answer was, I can't hear you through your mask. So he's in a mood. He's in a mood.
One of those days, I guess.
Explain.
Well, Dave, you kept saying you've never tried apple cider in your life.
How is that possible?
So I have a big... box of Eckert's fresh pressed apple cider in my fridge. So I put some in this bottle and I brought some. Tony and Sue, would you like
Thank
some?
Thank you. Yes, please.
That reminds me, at Stumpy Spirits, my new client over in Columbia, they make an apple vodka made with Eckert's apples.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I have a big bag of Eckert's apples in my fridge right now, and I've been eating one on the way to work every day. I love apples. One of my favorite fruits was always my favorite snack growing up. But there is nothing like an apple you picked yourself, locally grown, in season.
Word.
Absolutely.
It's my mouth's watering thinking about the Jonathan apple I had this morning. So
fun.
Eckert's is a happy place, man.
So while you guys try your apple cider.
Boy, that's delicious.
The difference
Thank
between
you.
Apple cider and Welcome. Apple juice, which is, I think, something we were talking about yesterday. Apple cider is made from apples that are washed and cut and ground into apple mash. Apple mash. Similar to applesauce. Then the mash is wrapped in cloth and pressed into fresh juice. On the other hand, apple juice undergoes filtration to remove pulp and is then pasteurized to extend the shelf life.
So this is more the real deal.
Cider is so much better.
I've never been an apple juice fan.
Me neither.
That's good. I couldn't drink a lot of it. It's pretty pungent.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to take down a whole bottle of it or anything, but it's a nice seasonal treat.
It's definitely better than apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Tony also gave me the buzzer on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That sounding good.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Come on back in.
It's a good sound.
Get the girl a little apple cider. And
Grafton's coming out. What can I say?
It's good.
Now we got a buzzer.
Okay, ready?
Give me a bush beer and we're ready to go.
Studio feud. Girls versus boys. Make it easy. Sue and Tony, up first.
Yeah.
Name a kind of cake.
Sue.
Tony.
This is the last one we did last week.
Is it?
Wait, who's the teams that moved so quickly?
Girls, boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Wait, am I really answering that, or is that an old
dream team? Just got split up.
Couldn't handle another week of success.
Oh, you want to do that?
No.
Yeah, they beat us last time. Yeah.
It's even. It's even. Yeah, let's do this.
It is even.
Okay, so it's Andrew and Sue versus Tony and Rage.
Okay.
Girls up.
Okay.
Okay.
I hate going against Andrew.
Name something you would see at a bullfight.
Rachel.
Rachel.
A bull.
Number one answer. You're starting to understand the Studio Feud audience.
My goodness gracious.
You want to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony.
Andrew, start right there.
You're going to see a red cape.
There you go.
You are going to see a red cape.
Sue, my steal is shoes.
What about a matador?
Yes.
Yes, you will.
That was my steal.
Matador.
I like shoes is looking better, Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show me dirt.
You're going to see you will see this. I don't know if it's going to be on there. They throw these like spikes into the bull.
Those are called swords. Yes.
There you go.
Wait, spikes or swords?
They throw these like spears. They throw these like spears into the bull.
What? This is a dead. Why?
The bulls die.
It's horrible, Andrew.
It's pretty bad for the bulls.
Yes, it's horrible.
They die?
Yeah,
it's not fun in games.
It's horrible.
In Portugal, they do it with piglets.
It's horrible.
That's cuter, at least.
It's cuter whenever they slaughter the piglets. Dave, you might see a crowd at a bullfight.
Mm-hmm.
But you would.
You would.
Not during COVID.
No, it's true.
You do be seeing
socially
crowds.
Distanced. They're Zoom. They're live streaming the
Kill
bull
the
murder.
Bull.
Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, three answers left.
Oh boy, this apple cider is delicious.
Don't steal our
shoes.
She's
drunk.
It's so good.
I did put vodka in.
I have a terrible answer. I'm not going to use it.
I bet it's on there.
I bet it's great.
Oh, I don't want to say it.
Come on.
Just
do it.
Blood.
That was my steal.
That was my steal, too.
Darn it.
One answer left.
You would see.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're pretty much covered all of our bases.
You're tempted to use
What about a whip? Would you see a whip?
No.
Maybe in a real weird one.
Probably get that a little closer.
The bull's grieving widow.
Boy, no kidding.
No, to you, I meant to. You don't have to agree so far.
It's fine. One answer left, two strikes.
Yep. You're going to see... You're going to see...
3 seconds.
I like how you've become me. It makes me happy.
You're going to see sombreros.
That's a pretty good
one. That was actually something I thought of. Is it on there?
Can you steal?
It was after the... Oh.
Okay, so genuine dirt, yes.
Dirt.
And also...
I think it's on there. Thought of dirt.
There's dirt, and then there's also one that I thought of and I forgot. So what do you got?
I have goring, sequins, and a hat.
Jesus.
Okay.
You see death? You see death?
I mean, it's horrible, but that's what it is.
See? They throw these things into him throughout the
don't
fight.
Don't distract him.
That's
what
horrific.
Do you think? Do you want to go with dirt, goring, sequins, hat?
Tony,
what are your thoughts?
A ton Let's see of wiener picks over
Let's
here.
Let's see dirt.
Yeah.
Show us
those
dirt.
Those are for me. Don't open them.
Oh.
A rose.
A rose.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was not going to get that.
We Rachel and Tony. Okay. Sorry, didn't mean to gloat.
Rachel.
Boys.
All right, Andrew.
Name something a dentist puts in your mouth.
Andrew.
I don't know.
Did I beat him for once?
It was Tony.
I will give it to you.
It was Tony.
He will put a drill in your mouth.
Number one answer.
Ding, ding. You want to play?
Sure.
He'll put a his gloved hand.
His hand.
That happens. Okay, well.
Nope, nope, nope. I take it back. I missed it.
I was going to say, that it's would have there. To be
hands?
On there.
It's on there.
Yeah.
I'm loving this category.
Oh, you know what's up.
They put the little sucker vacuum thing
in
there.
Yeah, they do.
That little.
Good answer.
They put that sucker in there.
That's
how about
crap.
A mold for your teeth? That's like the main part of getting your teeth cleaned, but sure.
They'll put a filling in your mouth.
Good one. How about a cap on your... No, that's a filling, right? No. They'll put mouthwash in your mouth.
Sue?
You have a steal?
Cotton or a cap or
I like
a crown.
I like cotton. Show me cotton.
It's all tied up.
Woo! Yes.
Was fluoride on there?
Nice steal.
A mirror and a bridge.
Mm. Oh, they do mirror. Do that little mirror.
What's fluoride? Oh, boy, this is good cider.
Girls.
It is good.
Boy, it tastes delicious.
Give another word or phrase for beautiful.
Soup.
Soup.
Gorgeous.
Number one answer.
Woo. Andrew, are you ready? I can only guess that you are.
Pretty.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sue.
Think of the BTS
boys. Attractive.
What adjectives come to mind?
When I think of Jimin, I think stunning.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh.
Let's see, stunning. Wait. Gorgeous, beautiful.
Tony's movie. Obsessed. He's setting up the mic to his phone like Ringo Starr recording the White Album.
I wanted
album.
To get it closer to you. You had a long reach there.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
How about a looker? I can't remember the question now, so I had to say that. Come on,
another
Andrew.
Word for beautiful.
Isn't she lovely, Dave?
Lovely, I like it. Woo!
Two left.
Did we win?
Oh.
Isn't she lovely?
Beautiful or stunning, gorgeous, attractive, hot?
Hot.
There you go.
Smoking.
Oh. Really?
Okay. That's strike three.
That's three.
Gosh, I don't know. Sexy, but that's kind of the same as hot.
Well, they are. It is all synonyms.
What if it was? I'm having a hard time thinking of like a tamer one than
stunning?
That. I think they said stunning.
I said stunning.
Sorry, I was fixing the buzzer.
They said gorgeous. Breathtaking.
That's a good one. I like sexy might be on
Let's
there too.
Let's try sexy, Dave.
Oh, I would have gone for that. What
breathtaking's on
glamorous.
There.
Glamorous.
Glamorous.
And I almost gave Sue good looking.
Mm.
But
for
it's
a looker.
Good looking.
Okay. Okay.
Two to one. Two to one.
Good looking. I don't know why that's funny, but
why is that funny?
Isn't she lovely?
Boys, name a kind of bread.
Andrew.
Love it.
Take it easy.
Love it. Love it, Andrew. Keep going.
Wheat. Wheat bread.
Is it number one though?
It's not.
Oh,
don't
bummer.
Do it to me.
White, number one.
White down at the bottom.
Oh,
I love it.
Dang it!
All right, Sue, what you got?
All right, rye. Show me rye.
Number one.
Woo!
Show me banana.
Huh.
I wasn't playing the game.
You encountered one again, did you? I'm wondering if they're getting this, but it is feud, so I'll just say sandwich. Sandwich bread. Okay.
We went right in the tank.
Okay,
on this
don't
one.
Think about loaf.
Sue was just an 80-year-old woman in 1914.
Show me sourdough.
Yeah, that's a great one. Do you think I should be saying stuff? Well, I can't
I'm running down the Jack in the Box menu.
I like it. I like it. How many are left, Dave?
Two.
What's the question again?
What's your best guess?
I just want to hear it, how it's worded.
Yeah, just take a guess and then he'll tell you.
Kinds of bread?
That's it.
All right.
I'm not even paying attention.
How about rolls?
It's bad when your own partner laughs at you.
Is it our turn now?
Sorry.
Is that three?
Yes, it is.
Pumpernickel?
Oh, good one.
Garlic, cornbread.
Oh, those are
girl
good.
Knows her bread.
Texas toast. Did they say Texas toast?
I'd go with one of those first three.
Pumpernickel's sounding great. Right
to me.
This
is just my shopping list.
Those are all great answers.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's go with pumpernickel bread.
Nope.
Dang. Oh,
cornbread was a great answer.
Got
was that it?
Bag and fumbled it.
French. Oh. And something I've never heard of, shepherds.
Shepherds?
What okay. is that? Well, at least they don't feel
yeah,
like...
At least it wasn't one of the... Well, right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Shepherds.
Okay, it's 3-1. Sue's team. Boys, name something people cut.
Andrew. Tony.
Andrew.
Hair.
Number one.
Man, you guys are good today.
That's why I'm nervous. Sue, what do you got? What do we cut?
Was that the number one answer?
Mm-hmm.
Steak?
Meat.
Okay. You cut, I don't want to say skin. You cut, that's bad. You cut bread.
Yes, good
not,
answer.
Not oh. unlike the previous category.
Wood? Show me wood.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, wow.
I'll show you wood.
You cut paper.
Nice. I'm not sure even. Okay, you cut paper. What have we got so far?
Just two.
Hair, paper, and meat.
Oh, yeah, meat.
What else do you cut? Yourself?
Oh, baby.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Deep.
She's
deep.
It's on there.
Take that.
I'm going to have to give it to her because it's finger.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yes.
Is that the whole thing?
No, nope. Let's finish this one out. Go quick.
Okay.
Andrew.
Oh, I just had it, but then I lost it because I assumed.
I assumed
you cut
also.
A tape. You cut the tape. Okay.
Hard steel.
Got steel. Two left.
Got the cheese. That's what I was thinking. Show us cheese,
the
Dave.
Cheese.
It's gotta be on there.
What?
No! What?
What? Holy cow.
You cut grass and you cut your fingernails.
Oh, grass. That didn't
It's just not our day.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Tony.
A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. So Rachel is not the biggest fan of scary movies and scary things and paranormal Wednesdays. And a listener sent an email that scared you.
Yes. So John emailed me yesterday and shared this story from about 15 years ago. He... he likes scary movies and he never is really bothered by stuff like that, but The Exorcist always really bothered him. And he sent me this email detailing this night he had where his daughter was scared and wanted to come sleep with him. And he had nightmares that night that Linda Blair from The Exorcist was at the end of his bed, and he was like kicking at her, and she was laughing at him, which is scary. And then the next morning, his daughter said, "Daddy, I was so scared last night. I thought I saw a girl at the end of the bed." So that freaks him out pretty good, especially if you have a sensitivity to The Exorcist. I mean, there's definitely a thing about this movie. So I think it's going to get under your skin more than your typical scary movie. So then he went to work and told his coworker about it, and they were like laughing about it and, "Oh, you're so sensitive. Get over it." And then they went out on like a sales call or something, and he was introducing himself to a woman, and he's like, "Oh, my name's John. What's your name?" And she said, "Reagan," which is weird. And then he said he got home that night and was just watching TV, and the episode of Family Guy he was watching was randomly about The Exorcist. So it was just like little thing after little thing. It all built up into being like really spooky. I emailed him back and I was like, "I will not watch that. Seriously, if someone said I'll give you $1 million to watch that movie, I wouldn't watch it."
Have you? And you've never seen it?
I've never seen it. And, you know, you just hear so many spooky stories like that. Last night, sleeping, wake up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I thought about John's email, and I was flipping out. Like, it's just not fun to think about.
Your description of it yesterday got me, where you said that she was sitting cross-legged,
yeah,
levitating.
Yes, laughing at him. And he was trying to kick her and get her away from him. And then the next, I think his daughter, let me look at the email here. I think his daughter even said, like, "Yeah, there was a girl, and you were kicking at her."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Something needs to be done about his daughter. Obviously a witch.
He said
needs
she
to have a talk.
She said she heard the floor making noise like someone walking at the end of the bed. Creepy.
The Exorcist 2 is a terrible movie, but there's a scene where Linda Blair, non-possessed, and Richard Burton, priest, are looking into the exorcism room, and Linda Blair, possessed, is in there. But the scariest part of that scene is that all jacked up Linda Blair possessed is all by herself, just sitting and staring. She's not doing anything. She's just kind of staring like she's bored. And
that's way more scary.
That dicked me bad. That one got me.
This is why I will never watch any of them. It's too much.
Scoot Thomas, everybody.
Any of the Exorcist movies or any scary movies?
Any
period?
Scary movies, but anytime you guys describe the Exorcist, it's just horrible. Well,
and I'm scared of The Exorcist too, so
I'm definitely not scared of The Exorcist.
That's why The Exorcist is so scary, is it doesn't have a bunch of CGI jump scares or crazy act. You know, the ghost is
the head spinning is the least scary thing.
Yeah.
It's all the quiet stuff.
Everything,
the simmering.
It's the tension. Everything is quiet, and you're left to make up your own mind about what that sound was or what did I just see.
Since we're talking about listener emails, I also got an email during the show today from Lee. He said, "Hey guys, my name's Lee. I've been a listener for almost 3 years. I'm a local truck driver and was looking for a good talk show when I was making my route delivering bunny bread. One day I stopped and heard this crazy guy, Dave, talking about some random, seemingly meaningless crap. I was hooked instantly." I just wanted to say thank you for bringing a smile to my face every weekday. I thought that was nice.
I will also say bunny bread rocks.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.